Parshas Maasei. The first pasuk starts off, Eile Maasei v'nei Yisrael asher yotzu mi'eretz Mitzrayim litzivoysom v'yad Moshe v'yaron. These are the journeys that the B'nai Yisrael did when they went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and they went out v'yad with the hands of Moshe v'yaron. So Rashi explains, like Lomo nichtevu ha'masois halolu, how come now the Torah is going to explain like the 42 different travelings that the Klai Yisrael did throughout the 40 years in the Midbar? We already went through it already. Why does the Torah repeat it right now to say over again these 42 different Masoyis, the traveling that they went? So Rashi says, Lohoidia chasodiv shemokim, to teach us the kindness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sha'afapi shagozra leyim, the taltala mulhaniyim by Midbar, even though it was like a gzeira to stay in the Midbar for 40 years, and they had to move around there, they didn't live in one place. But a person should not say that Hashem made them move around so much to really make it bitter for them. Rather, you should know to teach us that these 40 years, it wasn't that hard. There was only 42 travelings. So Rashi explains that same mehem yudalit shekulam oyev ashana rishoyna. There were 14 travelings the first year. And then Rashi says, v'yoyd heitzei misham ches masois shoyel yacha mises aron. That after Aaron died, then they traveled another 8 travelings. Mehor ahor ad arvas moyev. Bishnas aboyim. This was in the 40th year. So it comes out that nimsa shekol shmoina ushleishim shana, all the 38 years in the middle 38 years in the midbar, lo nasu ele esre masois. They only traveled 20 times. So it wasn't so gefelik, wasn't so bad. So that's why the Torah says over now exactly how many Masoyas they did, to teach us the chesed of Hashem, that it wasn't that bad. That's one shot that Rashi says. Then Rashi brings down that the Medrash Tanchuma says that it's a marshal, a melech shoyu b'nei chayla. A melech had a sick son. He had to take him a faraway place to heal him, to go to a good doctor. Chivon shoyu chayzrim, when they returned on their journey back home, the father started to count all the travelings, all the places they stopped off at. Omaloi, kan yoshanu, kan hokarnu, kan choshash tu ashrashecha. He said, oh, everything what happens, like when we were going, here we slept, here we caught a cold, here you had a headache. So here also, Klai Yisrael now is saying over all the bad things, the things that happened to them throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. Now the pshat from this Medrash Tanchuma is that even the tzoros, the tsar that Klal Yisrael had throughout the traveling in the Midbar, it was painful and hard on them, but that was for a purpose also. That was for a purpose, like the Medrash said, that really Klal Yisrael was still sick. In other words, even though we came out of the Kura Barzel, we came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to give us the Torah, so we went away from the Tumas Mitzrayim to be Mekabel the Kedusha, but we still were not pure 100%. We still had the Hashpah of the Mitzrayim in us. We were still a little bit sick. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take us through these 42 masois, these 42 travelings, through the Midbar, in order to bring us to the Mokum of Refuah, in order to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So before we come into Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Torah pure legamri. So even the traveling, the hardships we had, were also for our sake, was for the sake of healing us, taking away our makel legamri. So that's why after we finish going through these 42 masois, we now repeat them and say and talk about them, like to thank Hashem to be maketoiv, and not to say it was just hardship upon us, but rather to realize that everything we went through was only for our own sake. And through this we became well, we became healthy, ruchniyistik, and therefore we were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban over here explains another reason why the Torah goes through and explains all these 42 places Klai Yisrael traveled through in the Midbar. And he explains it really like the Rambam says in the Mora HaNevuchim, that he says that Klai Yisrael, they that lived through the Midbar saw the great Nisim, the great miracles that Hashem did to them. But Hashem was afraid that the next generation that did not go through the Midbar itself will forget about all the Nisim that happened. And they'll give answers and they'll say Klai Yisrael didn't go through the middle of the Midbar. They went through the side near the Yishuv, near where other people lived, and they brought them food, and they gave them water. They're going to forget about all the great Nisim that Hashem did to them. And the psukim say not like that. The psukim in the Devarim says, "Hamoylichecho b'midbar hagodol v'hanoiro nochosh sorov v'yakrov." There were poison snakes there. V'tzimoyin asher ein moyim, and there was thirst there. There was no water. Hamoytzilecho mayim mitzurah chalomish. You only had water because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the nes that the water came out from the stone. But really, there were a tremendous amount of nisim that went through the fact that Klal Yisrael could exist and go through the midbar for 40 years. So in order that we should remember these nisim and not be kofer, the Torah went to say all the names of the places that people will really see that it's true, that they went through the real midbar and it was really nisim to keep them alive all these 40 years. So the kids, it all comes out, all these pshatim are the same thing. We have to really be makir toiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these great nisim that he took care of us these 40 years in the midbar. Another pshat the Rabbeinu Bechaya says is that we come to learn from these different masois that different things happened to Klal Yisrael. At certain travelings, it was good for Klal Yisrael. They came to a sweet place, everything was good. At certain times, they came to a bad place. There was no water, the water was bitter. How come? So Ramban says, it comes to teach us that it depends upon how the Klal Yisrael is, what type of a matzav they're in. When they want to do toiv, to do good, to do the mitzvahs, to do avodas Hashem, when they have the right rotzen, then Hashem makes it good for them. They found sweet things, everything was good. But when it came out, when Klal Yisrael was doing chatoyim, they traveled in a troublesome mood, that they were complaining, they weren't happy, they had machshavas roar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for them. Poshet to teach us that when we do mitzvahs, we do avodas Hashem, things go good. And when we do averis, we don't do avodas Hashem, that's when things go bad. Interesting, then Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down another medrash, a medrash Tanchuma, that says, Mefnei ma zochu likosei b'teiru, kol ha-masoyis halolu, how come like the midbar was zeicha, that all the travelings through the midbar were written down a second time now in the Torah. So it says, "Asher kiblu as Yisrael, the yosad HaKadosh Baruch Hu litam lehem schar." That it's a shvach, it's a praise to the midbar itself, to the desert itself, that it received, it took the Yidin there for 40 years, and because of that, the midbar itself will eventually get back schar, like it says, "Shenema yishosom midbar v'tziya v'sogel arovam," that the midbar itself eventually will become happy. So the Medrash says, it's a kal v'chaymer. It says, Uma midbar, ayidei shekibul es Yisrael. They receive schar, kach ha-mekabel tamidi chachomim, l'teich beisoi, alachas kama v'kama. Ata moitzi shoset amid, but alachas kama v'kama, if somebody receives the Talmud Chacham in his house, the fact you're the one to take care of the Talmud Chacham, you will receive a bracha back. Just like here, the midbar, when it received Klal Yisrael in the midbar, it also received the bracha back for the taking of the Klal Yisrael. So we're learning out from this pasha the inyan of Akara Satoiv, to realize that when somebody does a toiv to you, even though you may think it's nothing, he's doing it anyway, what's the difference? He's not spending any money on me, he's not spending any time on me, he's going there anyway. Rakoponim, if he does you a favor, you have to be makatoiv and give him back thanks, and to realize it's a tremendous thing. That's this inyan here to learn out. It's tremendous what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael, and even the midbar itself, for the fact it received us, it will also receive tremendous reward back. Now the second pasuk says, "Vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemaseihem." Moshe wrote down their goings out according to their journeys, al pi Hashem, according to Hashem, v'eile maseihem lemoitzoehem. And these were the journeys according to the going out. So there's a few questions here. How come first it says the Loshon of first es moitzoehem lemaseihem? It says vayichtov Moshe es moitzoehem, the goings out lemaseihem, to their journey. And then at the end of the pasuk it says v'yei lemaseihem lemoitzoehem. It says the opposite way. First it says maseihem, and then it says lemoitzoehem. Why does it change around the order? And secondly, there's a medrash here that says the first pasuk starts off Eile Maasei Bnei Yisrael. These were the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. So it says whenever it says Ve'Eile, it's a continuation from before. Whenever it says Eile, it's Poisel Eser Rishonim, like we have in Eile HaMishpatim. It's Poisel, it hacks off the first part, and something is starting new. The question is, what is starting new here that it says, Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael? These are the travelings of Bnei Yisrael. And if it is called starting something new, it's a question why in the second pasuk it says, again, Vayichtov Moshe Moitzayim L'Maseihem Api Hashem, and then it says, V'eile Maseihem, and these are the traveling, V'eile. So if the Medrash says that it starts off the parsha saying, Eile Masei, without the Vav, as if to say, Poisel Es Rishonim, take away the beginning, you're starting new, so how come in pasuk Beis it says the Lashon of, V'eile Maseihem L'Moitzayim, and again, the Vav, and these are the travelings, the goings out. These are the travelings according to the going out. And the Be'er Moshe once explained that what it's teaching us here is Eile Maasei Bnei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys that when Klai Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, it means to say they left the Tumas Mitzrayim. There's a tremendous amount of Tumah of Yerida Mitzrayim. So that's called Eile, we're being Poisel Es Rishonim. Klai Yisrael now is going out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and becoming now to go into the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of B'Mekabel the Torah. So Eile means we're taking away the first living in Mitzrayim, as if to say we're not going to have Sheikhetz anymore to the Tumas Mitzrayim, but rather Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, B'yad Moshe V'Yaron, in the hands of Moshe V'Yaron. And he also asks, like everybody knows already the Pesukim before, that Moshe V'Yaron were there, B'shach Klai Yisrael went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So why does the Pasuk have to repeat it over again here, that they went out B'yad Moshe V'Yaron? So he wants to explain that the Pasuk is saying now that Klai Yisrael is going out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and coming into Kedusha. Now how do they have this Koyach to leave the Tuma? That's because we're learning the Midas Toivos from Moshe V'Yaron, that the Tumas Mitzrayim he brings down was the Ikar, the Koyach of Gaiva. They held too much from themselves, therefore they went off to do all Minei Ra. The tshuva for that is to have the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the Midah of Onov Mikol Adam, to learn the Midah of Anova. So B'yad Moshe V'Yaron means B'schus Moshe V'Yaron, then Midah of Anova. Aaron also had the Midah of Anova. That's how Klai Yisrael was able to leave the Tumas Mitzrayim and now go to receive the Kedusha. So that's why first it says Eile was stopping what happened before. We're going away from the Tumah and starting to come into the Kedusha. And like this, it's very good, the second Pasuk also. But the second Pasuk says, Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzoehem l'maseehem al pi Hashem. Moshe wrote down Moitzoehem, it means the going out. The going out of Eretz Mitzrayim was for the purpose of l'maseehem. To come to the journey means to come like to the Mokom of the Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Like the main purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim to get rid of the Tumah was to receive the Kedushas of the Torah. So that's called Moitzehem, going out, L'Masayim, to the Masa, to the receiving the Torah by Har Sinai, which was Api Hashem. That was Api Hashem, means they received the Torah Shebeksav by Har Sinai. Then the Pasuk goes on, V'Eile. Now it's a continuation. After you receive the Kedusha of the Torah on Har Sinai, now the rest of the travelings, like we're saying before, throughout all the 40 years in the Midbar, all the travelings was only to heal them more and more and more. Like more and more and more to take away the Tumah, to bring them into the Madrega of Kedusha. Now how did they go further and further in the Midah of Kedusha? That was taking with them the Kedusha they received by Har Sinai, the Kabbalah Satorah, with the Kabbalah Satorah, that made them go further and further in the Madregas of Kedusha. So that's why at the end of the Pasuk it changes around and says, V'eile Maseihem, these are the travelings, L'moitzoehem, in order to take them out. In other words, after Har Sinai, the traveling they did later was only to bring them to the real Gula Shleima in order to come into Eretz Yisrael. So then, L'maseihem, their travelings were L'moitzoehem, L'moitzoehem, in order to take them out of the Midbar altogether and to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. In Pasuk Gimel it says, Vayisu me Ramses, b'chodesh harishon, b'chamisha sayim l'chodesh harishon. The Klai Yisrael traveled out of Ramses on the 15th day of Nisan, the first chodesh, mimochros ha-Pesach, the day after that they brought the Korban Pesach, yotzu v'nei Yisrael b'yod Roma, l'yeinei kol Mitzrayim. They went out in the eyes of the kol Mitzrayim the Yod Roma with a strong hint. So here the Pasuk says clearly, when did they go out? Mimochros haPesach, the next day. Mashma, by daytime, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So the Gemara Brachos brings down that another Pasuk says, Hoisiyecho Hashem in Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at nighttime. Hoketzer had to come out. Malamed she'eschilo lehem gula miberes. It started the gula at nighttime, but really they did not leave Mitzrayim until the next morning, until it became light, the next day. Because it says here, on the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan, that's when they went out. And it's called, the Pasuk calls it, Yom LaChodesh HaRishon, the Chamishos Yom LaChodesh HaRishon, this was the first month, because this was a special month, the beginning of the birth of Klal Yisrael. And the next Pasuk, Dalet, says, U'Mitzrayim Mikabarim, and the Mitzrayim were burying. Eis Asher Hiko Hashem Bohem Kol Bechor. That Hashem killed out Makas Becharis, all the Becharim, the night before, they were now burying them. Uveloi Hehem, also Hashem Shvotim. And with their idols, their gods, Hashem made wonders. The question is, what does the Pasuk have to say that the Mitzrayim were busy, were working, burying all their dead? What's the difference, what they were doing? Peshat Kliyaso was going out of Mitzrayim. So the pshat is, they say, is that really by all the other makis, b'shas the makkah came about, the power was giving in, he wanted to let the Klal Yisrael go. But as soon as the makkah went away, right away it was v'yachazek Hashem et leif paroi, right away they became hard, they didn't let the Klal Yisrael go. So we're here also, right after makkah's pechiris, like makkah's pechiris took place 12 o'clock at night. And we're saying now Klal Yisrael first went out the next morning. The question is, how come by the next morning they weren't again v'yachazek? Why weren't they hard again not to let Klal Yisrael go out? How come Klal Yisrael went out mamish biyad Roma, as the Pasuk before says? That biyad Roma liyene kol Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah is telling us. You know why? Because Hashem did a tremendous chesed that all the Mitzrayim were Isaac, were busy working, burying all the people that died that night. So they had no time to say a word to Klal Yisrael. They just left all the Eden go out of Mitzrayim. And they were not saying one word to them. Also, it's interesting, the Baal HaTurim here brings down on the Pasuk of Mitzrayim Mekabrim. He says, Mekabrim Beis B'Mesura Hocham. It's a Mesura over here, this Beis. And there's two times the Pesukim talk about Mekabrim, about burying. One here, Vidoch, the second time, in the Pasuk in the Cheskel, Mekabrim Esaubrim B'Pashas Goik. By the Mechemes Goik U'Gumogog, also there they'll be busy burying the Ubrim, the young child. So the pshat is that what does this Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with Goig Magog? That the pshat is by Paro, he was the beginning of the Peronius. And the end, the Achris, that's going to be Goig Magog. That's the last one to give service to Klal Yisrael. There's a smichas here of the beginning, the first one, Paro, that started up with Klal Yisrael, is burying his dead. The same thing, the last one, Goig Magog, that will be the last one to start up with Klal Yisrael. They will also be burying their Ubrim. Now after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Vayidabir Hashem al Moshe b'yar v'ismoyev al yarden yirech leimer. He's right before going over the Eber HaYarden, coming into Eretz Yisrael, when they're still on the other side of the Jordan. Now Hashem spoke to Moshe, that Dabir al b'nei Yisrael, go speak to b'nei Yisrael v'yomar to aleim and tell them, ki atem oivrim es HaYarden. You're soon going to go over this Yarden. El Eretz Kenon. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Kenon. Then Pasuk Nunbei says, V'hoirashtem es kol yoshvei Eretz. And you should get rid of all the people that are living there, Mepnechem, V'ibaratem es kol maski yosom. You should destroy all the sculptures, V'es kol tzalmei ma'sei chosom, and all their molten images, Ha-beidu, you should destroy, v'yeis kol bo-moisam tashmidu. In other words, it's a tzivu now that we're telling you, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as you go in there, you have to destroy all the mekaymos of Avodah Zorah. Like, take away all the tumah from there, in order that you should be able to have the kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Mefarshim say, that even though Klal Yisrael was already on Eber HaYarden on the other side, there wasn't a tzivu to take away the Avodah Zorah yet. Because there was no Kedusha Chal any place until first Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's the first place that had a Makom Kedusha, had Kedusha to it. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there you have to first wipe out all the Avodah Zarah. And then when it's Chal Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, then you could also have Kedusha on Eivra Yarden, then maybe there's also a Chiv then to destroy the Avodah Zarah over there. Then Pasuk Nun Gimel says, V'yhoirashtem Esaretz, you should inherit the land. V'yishavtem bo, and you should live there. Because to you I gave Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi learns from this pasuk, for hayrashtem means, for hayrashtem oisem miyoshveho, means just take away all the goyim that are living there. Because and then you'll be able to live in Eretz Yisrael to be miskayim there. In other words, it's telling us that if you want to be able to stay and live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to first destroy all the goyim that are living there. But if you don't destroy them first, you don't go to fight them first, you won't be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. This is the way Rashi learns. However, the Ramban over here says that this pasuk is teaching us the mitzvah's essay of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It means that there's a special mitzvah's essay to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, and once you are there, you are not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what the pasuk is saying. For hoyrashtem esoretz, you should make Yerusha, you should inherit the Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshav Tembo, and you should live there and stay there. Why? Ki lochem nosati esoretz l'reshes oiso, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. Then Pasuk Nundalit says, V'hisnachaltem esoretz b'goyrol l'mishpechoseichem l'rav tarbu esnachalosoi v'lama tamit esnachalosoi el asheyetze loishoma ha'goyrol loyiyya l'mata saboseichem tisnecholu. In other words, this is the second thing now that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, like you're soon going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing we said is you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah there. Second thing is you have to fight. It took 7 years of the Kvishom and 7 years of the Chalukah. After you win them over, then there's the second mitzvah to divide up Eretz Yisrael, to make a nachla, an inheritance to every Shevet. Has their own makom, and according to the more people there, you get a bigger share. But this was the second sivui to make sure when you get into Eretz Yisrael later, you make the chaluka, the nachla in Eretz Yisrael. As if to say, this is our permanent makom kavua, this is the nachla, this is the inheritance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael. And then the third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael was in Parshas Lama Dalet, that it says, Vayedabra Hashem HaMoshe Leimor, Savas b'nei Yisrael v'yomartu aleihem ki atem boyim el oretz. You're soon going to come into Eretz Yisrael. El oretz kenoan. Zoyis oretz asher tipo lechem b'nachlo eretz kenan legbul aseho. Now I'm going to give you all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Voy lechem pas negem in midbatzin. Now it goes through the boundaries to know exactly where the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael ends. In other words, we have to know exactly, like, where, until where is Eretz Yisrael? Because there are a lot of halachis that pertain to the land of Eretz Yisrael. It has Kedusha. It has Trumas and Maisris. So now the third Tzibur was to make sure you know clearly the exact boundaries to where does Eretz Yisrael end, to know where we have to be Noi Kedusha and where we do not have to be Noi Kedusha. Now on all four sides of Eretz Yisrael, there are simonim also having to do with the Yam, with the four Yamin, Yam HaMelech Kedmo, or someone with the rivers, with the oceans. So some want to say this is a remez. Like before you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to go over the Yam as if to say go into the mikvah to be metari yourself before you come into Eretz Yisrael. As living in Eretz Yisrael has a special amount of Kedusha. And before we go there, we have to be metari ourselves in order to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And then after Revi, the Pasuk says, V'yadabru Hashem HaMoshe Leimor, Eile Shemoisu Anoshim, these are the names of the people, that should inherit the land for you. Elozer HaKoyin V'Yeshua Ben Nun. Then V'Nosi Yechod, Nosi Yechod Mimate Tikhu Limcha L'Soretz. From every Shevet you take one Nosi, one prince should be above the Shevet. So Rashi explains that the mitzvah here was that Ashein Cholu Lachem means Bishvilchem. They should inherit it, they should take care for the whole Shevet. Kol Nosi V'Nosi, Rashi says, Apetropes L'Shiftoi. He was like the one to take in charge of his Shevet. ומחלק נחלס השבל למשפחויס ולגבורם ובורו לכל אחד ויחד חלק הוגן. So he was the apotropos, he was the one in charge. Each shevet had his own nasi that was in charge of them of giving out the nachla's inheritance to the land that was good for each mishpacha and mishpacha. And like Rashi says, Omashein oisim, that the nasi did, you also kilu asoyim shluchim. It's as if the whole shevet made them their shliach, their messenger. So now with the inyan to appoint nasiim over Klai Yisrael, each shevet has its own nasi, he's the shliach. He's the one in charge of each shevet separately. Now then the psukim go through all the names of the nesiim of each shevet, and then why they said their names was that each shevet should have yiras, should be afraid of his nasi, had to realize he was appointed biyad Hashem. Now going through all the nesiim, by every nasi, Itaka started off and said the word of nasi, excluding by shevet Yehuda and Shimon and Binyamin. There did not say the word nasi, and didn't say he was like the prince. So Rabbeinu Bachai explains like this, that by Yehuda it did not have to say the word nasi, because anyway everybody knew that from Shevet Yehuda to come out the Malchus, that everybody had fear from the Shevet Yehuda. So by its nasi it didn't have to say the word nasi. By Shevet Shimon it says, since there they had the chet of Zimri ben Salua, he was the one that did the chet by Pinchas, and he was from Shevet Shimon, since it was a pagam in the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, that's why I didn't say the word Nasi by Shevet Shimon. And the same thing by Binyamin, since later on it came out the Meister by Pelegish Begiva from Shevet Binyamin, it did not now want to give them the title of a Nasi. Now after Chamishi, the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Arba Smoyev, that Hashem told Moshe, still on Arba Smoyev, Al Yarden Yerecha Lemer, like just about by the Jordan near Yerecha, saying, that's right before Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Now this was the fourth thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take care of before they go into Eretz Yisrael. And that is, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'nosnu L'Leviim. You should give now to Shevet Levi, to the Leviim, Minachlas Achuzosom, from the inheritance, Orim L'Shevet, you should give them cities that they should live in, Omigrosh L'Orim Svivosayim, and should give outside the cities, there should be like an outer place around the cities. Titnu Levim, you should give to the Levim. Now this Migrash, that was a piece of land outside the cities, just to let grass grow there to make it look nice. Like Rashi says, O Migrash, Revach Mokam Cholok, a plain piece of ground, Chutzlir, outside the city, around it, Lios Lenoi Loir, to make the city look nice. V'ein Rashoye Livnoi Shambayis, they're not allowed to build a house in this territory. V'lelentoye Kerem, they can't grow grapes. V'lelizroi Azri, you can't plant other things. It's just to make it look nice and green, to make the Ora Levium look nice. Now the Rambam explains the reason why there's such a mitzvah to give special cities to the Levium was because the Levium themselves did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but still they needed a place to live. Therefore, there's this mitzvah to give to them. 48 cities were given over to the Levium. Now, out of these 48 cities, six of them were set aside for the Orim Miklut. Well, that's the next parsha we'll soon talk about. And there was left over 42 that the Levium should live in. Now, at the beginning of this inyan, right after Chamishi, the pasuk says again, "Vayedaber Hashem Moisher v'arvoy smoyev al yaden yirecha lema." So the Pasuk says exactly where it was where Hashem told Moshe, this inyan of to give the Levium, Shevet Levium, the Nachla Chuzosam, to give them the Orim, Lo Shoves, to live there. So the question is, why does the Pasuk have to say exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them this Sivui? Why does it have to say that B'arvois Moyev Al Yarden Yerechon? And some of Hashem want to say the Pshat is because in Arvois Moyev, that's the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace. That's exactly where he died. In other words, we're holding now right before the Nisa of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. Here it's his Shevet Levi, the Chash of a Shevet. They're not going to get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So he felt bad. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell him right here, you should know, don't feel bad, because Shevet Levi, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is going to have to give them these 48 cities. And it's called Orim Lo Shavis. And Chazal Dashin Lo Shavis means to live there. that they're not going to have to build up the city. They're not going to have to worry about building a house, but they're going to get a house already just to go and live in. And why? The reason is because Shevet Levi, they were moved all to sit and learn Torah. Now from Levi comes out, Torah comes out the Haroah. So not to stop them from learning, they don't have to worry about taking care of real estate and about building the houses, but rather the rest of Klai Yisrael will just come and give them, Orim Loshoves will give them houses which are already built. And there's a famous Rambam about this, that the Rambam on the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, and Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says like this, V'loma loizocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael, v'vizosa im Echav. How come Shevet Levi did not get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Mifnei shehuvda la'avod es Hashem, l'shorshoi u'lohores drochov, ha'yishor u'mishpotov, ha'tzadikim barabim, shenema yoru mishpotech li'yakov v'saroschel Yisrael. Yisrael. Hey, Shevet Levi is set aside to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. All right, turn over. So since they're set aside to teach Klai Yisrael Torah and to do Avodas Hashem, the Rambam says, Lefika huvdulu midarka yolam. They were separated from the ways of the world. Loi orachin milchama, they don't have to go to fight, kesha Yisrael. For loi neichlen, they don't get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. For loi zeichen liyatzman bekeach gufan, they don't receive from their own work. El heim chayel Hashem, they are the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema baruch Hashem cheloi. Everything they receive comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, since Shevet Levi is set aside to worship, to do the Avodas Hashem special, they'll receive their pay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam ends off, V'loi Shevet Levi Bovad. It's not only Shevet Levi that has this chutz. Ela kol ish v'yish, mikol boi yoylam, any yid, any person, asher nodva ruchoi oisoi, he puts away his heart. Any person that wants to separate himself and put himself to doing avodas Hashem for worshiping Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to set himself aside only to sit and learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, and he wants to take off his shoulders the cheshbin, the oil, the yoke of taking care of matters, of this world matters, asher bikshu b'nei yodam hareza niskadesh kodesh kadoshim. Ram says, Lashon, this person that sets himself aside becomes like kodesh kadoshim. V'yi Hashem chelko v'nachlos l'olam lo mi'olamim. He'll be a chelik of Hashem. V'yizka lo b'olam hazeh, dover ha'maspik loy, he'll receive on this world what he needs to go through it. K'may shezocho l'kahanim l'levim, the same way Hashem in this parasha takes care of the levim. Haray dobro ala b'sholem, oimer, Hashem menos chelki, v'koisi ata toimich garoli. In other words, Rambam says, anybody that wants to set himself aside, like Shevet Levi, to only do avodas Hashem, he has the right to do it, and there's this haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. And because Shevet Levi had so much kedusha, like they were set aside people, only doing avodas Hashem, they were so kedush. That's why we have this next inyan, the next part of the parsha that talks about the inyan of the Ari Miklat. There were special cities set aside that if you killed somebody, b'shoigeg, and you're afraid maybe the person, his mishpacha that you killed will come and kill you, a goel adam, you have a right to run into these cities, and in these cities you are saved. In other words, these cities, since the Leviim are living there, it has special kedusha, like the Chinuch says, and therefore their kedusha will be mechaper, will protect you. Since these lands are the lands, the cities that the Leviim live in, and the Leviim are a Sheva that has special Kedusha, their Kedusha will protect you. So that's this next inyan. We'll soon go into the inyan of the fifth thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael, was the inyan to set aside these six cities for the Arei Miklat. Now the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains how come there's this mitzvah of the Arei Miklat, that if you killed somebody, b'shoigeg, by accident, you did not mean really to kill him, you have this inyan, you have to go to one of these six cities that are set aside to be the Arei Miklat. And he explains that shekol ha-mitzvah su-haveris tluyas be-kavonas alev. Every mitzvah that we do, or every yaveira that we do, it depends upon how much kavona saleid, how much thought we really meant to do it. In other words, the more we thought and had intention to do the yaveira, the more of a chet it is, the more punishment we deserve. And the less thought we had, the less punishment. And the same thing with mitzvahs. The more kavon and intentions and thoughts we have when we do the mitzvahs, the more reward we will receive, the better the mitzvah is. So he says, therefore, if you killed somebody b'shogeg, you didn't mean to do it, so you didn't think into it that much. So therefore, the aver is not that bad. Therefore, your kapor, your forgiveness, is enough to fact you go into golis, mimokam lamokam. We tell you to leave the house where you're living in now, and you have to go and live in this new city, one of these six cities called the Yorei Miklat. So that's enough to protect you, since the Aveira wasn't done so strong, it wasn't done with das. He says the same things with the mitzvah also. If you have kavona, when you do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'shem shemayim, there's a tremendous char about it. And if we don't do mitzvahs to kavona, it's not such great, it's not so good. Now these six cities, the Yorei Miklat, three of them was on the other side of Eretz Canaan, was on the side where Klal Yisrael was right now, and Moshe Rabbeinu set aside these three cities. But they weren't chal, didn't have a right to protect the person until later when Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael and they conquered it, and then they had to set aside there another three cities. So together there were six cities, and when they finished separating the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, that's when all these six cities together was kolat. If somebody killed somebody, b'shogeg, he went in there and that protected him. Alright, before we go to talk more about this Yorei Miklat, let's just sum up, like we just got finished saying, that before now Moshe was about to die, before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe five things to give Tzivuyim to tell Klal Yisrael what to do. In other words, like before you get ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, there are five things. And really the Medrash says that the Pshat was that Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling very, very bad. He felt here he worked so hard with the whole Klal Yisrael, and now they're finally about to go into Eretz Yisrael, he's not zecher to go in. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Manashach, like, why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael so much? That Chazal say, not because time to see Eretz Yisrael, but he wanted to do the mitzvahs. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem had to come and tell him, like, even if you would come into Eretz Yisrael, these mitzvahs you have to do can't be done by one person by themselves. You'll have to tell other people to do it anyway. So since you'll have to tell other people to do it anyway, and they'll do it for you, it's the same thing if you command them now to do it even before they go into Eretz Yisrael. It's also considered Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, commanded them to do it. Now these are these five things we just got finished learning, that the first thing is lichvash lagarish amim misham, to wipe out all the goyim living there. We'll soon talk about that. And the second one we said was lechalek, to make a chaluk in Eretz Yisrael, each shevet gets his chalik. Then the third thing was to make the gvulim, to make the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, to know clearly where the kedush ends. And the fourth thing was to set aside special orim, these 48 cities of Levim. And this fifth thing was to take care of the Yorei Miklat, to set aside three now on this side of the Yarden, and to tell Yeshua when they go into Eretz Yisrael after the Chalukah to divide another three cities for the Yorei Miklat. Now the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them, this first told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, was this inyan of to be Gorash Amin, to send out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael to wipe them out. And again, like the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Hey, the Pasuk says, V'yimloi sir rishu es yesh v'yoritz, if you will not get rid of all the people living there, mepnechem in front of you, v'ho yo'ashe toysiru mehem, it's going to be any goyim leaf over living in Eretz Yisrael, l'sichim b'yanechem, they're going to be like pricks in your eyes, u'letzninim b'tzidechem, and they're going to be thorns in your sides, v'tzoraru eschem, and they may give you a lot of problems. Al oretz asher atem yoshvim bo, upon this land, Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to live in there. V'oyuk asher dimisi l'asso islem es elochem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to us what he had plans to do to those goyim. This was the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to Zalkai Yisrael, that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, wipe out all the Avodah Zorah and wipe out all the goyim living there, that they should not be like thorns, stumbling blocks in our eyes. Now the Mashkiach, Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal, has a shmuz about this, and he explains, like, if you look through the Torah, to see what the Torah warns us, gives us the most azorus about, the most lavim about in the whole Torah, he says it's this inyan, this inyan to stay away and not to mix amongst the goyim, and not to learn from the goyim, to learn their bad things. Like it was brought down right after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the first thing he was mazed them was, loy sichros lehem ulo ehehem bris. Don't make any bounds, don't become close with the goyim. Loy yeshvu biyartzachem pen yachti yuois chali. Don't live with them, maybe they'll make you do averis. And then Shemais Chab Gimel and Lamed Beis, it says, Ol Psukim, Hisham Lachom, Pentichres, Bris Leish Vayoritz, Tiaviachol Esichos Lem Bris, Le Sichonim. Then in the Vorm it says, Psil Lehayim, Le Sachma Kesed Zavalayim, don't come to them, Abe Tavdun, Tiyichros Hisham Lachom, Pentinoka Shakrayim. Kisaydin, Kisayd, the Torah Chaz is over, stay away from the Goyim. Don't be close to them, don't be friendly with them, because you're going to come to learn and to do bad from them. And also in Yud Ches Tes in the Vorm it says, Ki Hachrim Tachrimein, Lamana Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem. Don't learn from them. So Kiseidu and Kiseidu, the Torah chazes over this. And again in Parshas Nitzavim, right after the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, the Pasuk says, Ki Atem Yedatem Es Asher Yishavnu Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ves Asher Ovarnu Bekerav Agoyim Asher Ovartem, Va'atiru Asher Kutsayim V'yaskulu Lehem Eitz Ve'evin Kesed Uzov Asher Imoyim. You saw all the bad the goyim did. So Rashi says, "Lefikach ani tzorach lihashbiachem." Therefore, I have to make you make a shavua to swear to me that you won't come and learn and be amongst the goyim. And he stells up your biruchim like churutzapella. After the 40 years that Klai Yisrael went through the midbar, they saw all the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to them. How Hashem took care of us for 40 years, and still the pasuk says we had to make a shavua. We had to swear that we will not go after the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por or of Makhilis. Why? Because since Klai Yisrael went through Derech Amoin Umayiv and they saw their Getchkir, they saw their Avodah Zarah, they saw all the Misa things, so we have to be afraid that since we saw it, we're going to go after it, and we'll also do, we'll learn from it. Therefore, the Torah has to tell us to swear we won't do it. So you see how important this is, how many times the Torah repeated this, to make sure not to even see what they're going to do. Don't mingle with them. Don't be close with them. Today we shouldn't see what they're doing, so we shouldn't come to learn to do like they're doing. And this dinyan of Chazal or Kaveya, the dinyan of Yayin Nesach, that if a goy touches wine, we're not allowed to drink wine with a goy for this purpose, not to mingle with goyim. Pasakim, Bishlakim, Rabbonim made a lot of azores to stay away from the goyim. And some of us say in the Agadah, when we say the Hishamda, we pick up the kais. Why do we pick up the case of Yayin? As if to show, it's because of this case of Yayin, because of wine, that Chazal made a takona, that we're not allowed to drink wine with the Goyim. In other words, this shows us that we have to stay away from a Goy. We can't go to the same parties, we can't drink with them. That's what saved us. V'hi she'omda, the fact that we stay away from the Goyim, that's what protects us. Not like people think that if times go bad, the way to protect ourselves from the Goyim is to become close with them, mingle with them, make ourselves look like goyim also. And the more we look like them, we think they won't bother us. The Torah says just the opposite. The more we're going to become close with them and look like them and do things like the goyim and try and go after them and follow their matters, it's just going to be worse for us. Like what Hashem says in this parsha, what Hashem wanted to do to them, he'll do back to us. But the Yetzer is to stay away from them, to do different. And v'hi she'omda, this is what saved us from all the years, from the goyim, the fact that Klai Yisrael stood to themselves. Even in Mitzrayim is brought down. They didn't change their clothing, they didn't change their names, and they didn't change their language. These are the three things that held them together. That's what we have to learn out from these parshas. Not to try and mingle and to be like a goy. As much as possible, we have to look different than them. Even the mabushim, the clothing we wear, has to be different than goyim. The talk we use, the language, the names we do, everything, we have to be separated from the goyim, not to learn from them. And he wants to explain like this, now we can understand the famous Gro, that the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, used to say that there are two types of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah mibifnim, and there's the Yetzirah mibachutz. There's an inside the person and the outside the person. And the Gro used to say that the Yetzirah mibachutz is a much, much harder Yetzirah to protect yourself from. And the Pshat is that there's the Yetzirah mibifnim, inside the person, true. He wants to make you lazy. He like talks to you, and you're thinking in your mind not to do the mitzvahs, to take it easy, to miss minyan, to miss shir, to do things bad. That's inside you, and that's hard. But you could fight him. You could be a zoros. You could be strong and do things the way you're supposed to. That's the Yetzer Mibifnim. But there's another Yetzer Mibachutz. And that's what all these parshas here are talking about. Not to watch and not to see Goyim, not to learn from them. The Yesarvu Bagoyim, the Yilmudu Me'asayim, Apostle says until them. If you're going to mingle with the Goyim and come to learn and do with them. Don't go after what your eyes see. What your eyes see, that's called the Yetzer Mibachutz. And that's a very hard thing to fight. Once your eye sees it, it automatically goes inside you, and it's hard to fight it. The Yetzer of the Gerua says is to run away from it, like the Pasuk says. Like all these Pesukim are saying here, don't mingle, don't go after the Goyim, but rather right away wipe them out, kill them out in Eretz Yisrael. Don't let them be L'shichem L'Enehim. Don't let them be for stumbling blocks in our eyes, but rather get rid of them. And Uadim, wherever we live, we have to realize not to mingle with them, and not to look at them, not to go after them. Because the more we do look at them, that's the Yetzirah Mibachutz, outside Yetzirah. That's something you see, he grabs a hold of you. And the Olam HaMaisin, the Olam HaAsiyah of doing things, he makes you go after them and do it, and that's a very hard Yetzirah to fight. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Deyos, Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph, paskens like this and says, he says Halacha Psuka like this, that Derech Briyos Shalodim, the way of a person is lios nimshach achareya v'chaveru. A person goes after his friends and the people he hangs around with. Noye keminig anshe midinosai. He does things the way the anshe medina, the way he lives, the people he lives with. That's the actions that he does also. Lefikach, therefore, the Rambam says, tzarech adam lehischabel tzadikim. You have to be close to tzadikim. V'leisha v'etzal hachachomim. And sit near tamid hachomim. Tamid, always. That you learn to do their actions. And you should stay away from goyim, from rishoyim. Not only goyim, from rishoyim, but bad, wicked people. That goes in the darkness. That you should not come to learn from their bad actions. And this is what Shlomo Melech said. If you go after Chachomim, you become smart, and if not, not. The Rambam says a lotion of Derech Briyosoi, like this is Teva. This is normal manner. It's a normal thing. That if you live near people, they're bad people, you're influenced by them. The people you hang around with, that's a Matthias, that's a Teva, that you're influenced from them. So what we're coming out from here is that it's very, very important for a person to have a good Saviva, to have good friends, good environment, for the home mishpacha, for the children, for the wife, everybody. So when you have a good environment, good people, you learn good from them. And the opposite, if you have bad friends and a bad environment, and the more we live and mingle amongst the goyim, which is the worst thing, we only come to give ourselves over to this yetzirah mibachutz. Now, getting back to the parsha, the inyan of Yorim Miklat, that was saying if he killed somebody b'shogeg, you didn't mean to do it without intentions, you have the halacha that you have to run. You have to leave your city where you're living and go and live now in one of these six cities, Dor Miklat, and you have to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now we said, Rabbeinu Bechai explained that since you killed somebody b'shogeg, you did an avera, but it was not such a big avera because you didn't do it with intentions, therefore it's enough just to go into Golis to move from one place to another place. And the Nichtam Eliyahu explains that this is really main what happened to Cain, that when Cain killed his brother, the Pasuk says, Noah v'noed tiyaboritz. You have to go into Golis. You have to travel around from place to place. And he says that Pshat, this is called a Midah Keneged Midah, because you are Gurim Shehanefesh Hanerak Tinotek Vimkoyma V'olam Azeh. You cause that this person that was killed, that his nefesh has to be removed from this world and go to the next world. Therefore, we give a punishment back to you that you also have to move around from one place to another place. Another pshat he says in Michta Meliyo is that why did you kill somebody b'shegi? Because you were mezalzel b'chayi chaveroi. Like a thought, if you would have been more careful, you wouldn't have killed him. In other words, you didn't feel to give that much chashivas importance to your friend. You were mezalzel b'chvoid chaveroi. So therefore, why did that come about? Because you're too busy in doing your own work and your own business. You're too busy caring about yourself that you didn't take enough caution and care about your friend. Therefore, Golis is, we tell you to leave everything you're doing. Take yourself away from your own isokim, your own business, and go and live now in Yorim Miklit, as I've come to realize to think about somebody else, not only your own personal needs. Now the loch is odd, the psukim say that same posuk hafei, v'hetziluhu eido es haretzeach miyad goel adom, is supposed to save the murderer from the goel adom, from the family of the person that was killed. V'heshivu oisei ha'eido el ir miklota, we're supposed to take the murderer and put him into this ir miklot. Asher no shom, he should run there. And the posuk says, v'yoshav bo, he should stay there and sit there, ad mois ha'kohen ha'godol, he has to sit there until the kohen godol dies. Asher moshach oisei b'shem ha'kodesh. And v'yim yotzo yeitzei ha'retzeach, let's say the murderer goes out of the ir miklot, es gvul ir miklota asher yonasoma, u'motzo oisei girl ha'dom, and the girl ha'dom, the mishpacha finds him outside, legvulir miklotoi, verotzach girl adam esrezeich, and the girl adam, the mishpacha, the family, kills the murderer, is ein ledomim, he has no chiv misa. Why kiv ir miklotoi yeshiv? Because this person that killed Bishagig is supposed to sit in the locker is in the ir miklot. Ah, the mois hakoina godel, the mitzvah is to sit there until the kohen godel dies. The yachre mois hakoina godel, after the kohen godel dies, then Yoshev Horetzeach El Eretz Achuzosai. Then he's allowed to go back to Eretz Achuzosai. But up until the Kohen Gadol dies, the mitzvah is Bedavka to stay there. And the Gemara in Makis on Daf Yud Aleph also says like this, Sheinu Yotzei Misham Leilam. He has no right to leave this city forever. Loyli Yedis Mitzvah, he can't go out to say Eidus even against a mitzvah. Loyli Yedis Momen, Loyli Yedis Nefoshes. Not even if it's a question about killing somebody else or saving somebody else, he can't leave the city to say Eidus. V'yafilu Yisrael Tzvichem Loi, even if we need him. V'yafilu Sar Tzvo Yisrael, Kiyoye Ben Tzruya, and Yoytzim Hashem Liyolam, Shenemar Hashem Hashem. And that's where the Rambam also passes like this, and Nilchus Ratzeach. The Chura, the Yeth Meforshim, has to cash it, or Sameach has to question here, in Meshech Chochma, like what kind of halacha is this? How come we don't let this, the Ratzeach, leave the city even for a few minutes, even for Tzarech, to save somebody else's life? We want him, he knows Eidus, he knows testimony what happened with somebody, if he killed the person or not. We want him to come and save somebody else's life, even for Pikuach Nefesh. We're all over the halachas, all over the Torah, the halacha is, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, Kol HaTorah Kula. Achutz maybe from Gimel, from three Averis, but Achutz from the three Averis, you're allowed to do the Aver in order to save a life. So how come here, what's so important that this Rotzeach has to stay inside the Or Miklot and can't leave it even for a few seconds to go outside? So the Osamech wants to answer and say, Achap, that we're afraid maybe if the Rotzeach would leave the city, maybe, like we know the Locher is, he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. So we're afraid if he goes outside the city, he'll try and make some type of arrangement to have the Kohen Gadol killed because they want to be freed. So therefore, we don't let him go out even for a second. Like we're afraid, maybe he'll do something to kill the Kohen Gadol. But so other Mefarshim want to say, the Teras HaNefesh wants to say, that the Pshat is, like we said before, that the Ratzeach stays in the Ori Miklot, like the Chinuch says, is that since these are cities that belong to the Levium is a special Shevet that has a special amount of Kedusha, the fact you're staying and living amongst this Kedusha, that is Mechar for you. In other words, the fact you did a misa, even b'shegeg, it's called you did a chet, and tumah came upon you, and you need a kapara. And the kapara you need is that you have to stay in this atmosphere of kedusha up until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then we say the misas of tzaddikim is mechaper upon you. But up until that moment, you have to stay in a mokum kedusha to receive the kedusha keseder. So he wants to say that if you leave the city even for a second, it'd be a hefsik, it'd be an interval in the time of you receiving the Kedusha that would stop it. It wouldn't be the same type of the Kedusha. If you go straight for a year without any hefsik, just receiving Kedusha, that makes an effect upon the person. That would be a mechapa for your chet of the Misa. Mashenkin, if you would leave the city, you would leave the hashpah of the Levium. For even 1 second, that would stop the Kedusha that's going into you, and you won't have a kapara. So from here we learn out the Indian of doing mitzvahs Kesedah without a hefsik, without an interval. He has brought down the famous Maaseh with Rabbi Akiva, that after we learned for 12 years, he came home, he had a question, should he go into the house to say hello to his wife or not? And he decided not to go, and he went back to learn for another 12 years. So The question is, what's so bad about coming in and saying hello to his wife? And Reb Chaim Shalevit Asal says the Shmuz about this and says that would be called a hefsik. That would be called an interval. Like this is called, he learned Torah straight for 24 years. It's a different type of a learning. A learning that you learn straight without any hefsik, without any interval in between, is a different type of a learning. Whereas you would learn for 12 years and then stop, take a break, and then continue on to learn another 12 years. The avoider is to do avoider straight without any hefsekim. And he used to say that was the mile of the other sakadoshim, Avram, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov. Why were they called others? They had mitzvahs. What was so great about the mitzvahs they did? And he wanted to say maybe the actual ma'isa mitzvah could be more or less maybe something like we do also. Just that they did mitzvahs kesedah without a hefsek, without any interval. They had no breaks. They had no vacations. They were kesedah doing the avodas Hashem. That's the way Yishtaigo is to become an av, Avram, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov. That's the way Yishtaigo is to be Rabbi Akiva. And that's his opinion also, that the person that killed B'Shegig, his kapara is to receive the Kedusha from the Leviim, kesedah without any type of a hefsek, no interval in between. Now the Gemara in Makkos also says there in Daf Yud Aleph that lefikach imoisein shokhanim, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol, mesavkos lemichya oksois. They used to go to this person that killed B'Shegig and had the halacha that he had to go sit in the Orem Miklat until the Kohen Gadol died. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to go to these people and give them food and clothing. Why? In order that this Horeg B'Shegig, the person that killed B'Shegig, should not daven to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die. Because the halacha is, he has to stay in Golus, he has to stay in this city, in the Orem Miklat, up until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he'll get nervous there, and he'll start to daven to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die. So in order he should not daven to Hashem, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to go to give them food. And the Gemara asked the question, time of the matzli, like why doesn't the Kohen Gadol die? Because they're not going to daven. Ho matzli maisi. But if they would daven, they would die. Like what was the chet? What did the Kohen Gadol do wrong? The Gemara says, yes, he did wrong because shehoya lehem levakish rachmim al doron v'lei bikshu. That the Kohen Gadol should have been mevakish rachmim. He should have davened for his door more, that it shouldn't have come to such a situation that somebody could kill somebody else for shegig. So since he didn't daven good enough, that's why he gets this einish now, that if this Rotzeach would daven to Hashem, Hashem would listen to him. By Kopon of the Mashgiach learns out from here that you see how important it is the inyan of tefillah when you are davening to Hashem, that first of all, that the door, the generation, needs the Kohen Gadol. He does so many toivis, such good for the whole Klal Yisrael. And here, because one Rotzeach that killed B'Shegig, if he would daven to Hashem, there's a possibility that Kohen Gadol would die because of his tefillah. Like he has a right to daven, that the Kohen Gadol didn't daven well enough for him. That's what gives him the right now when Hashem hears his tefillah, Hashem may be mekabel his tefillah. To see how important it is, even amol from a person that's called a Rosha, a person that killed B'Shegig is called a Rosha. Still, with the power of tefillah of davening to Hashem, you have a power to do something. Hashem listens to the tefillah. And the opposite way, the time that what went wrong with the Kohen Gadol was, that when he was davening to Hashem, he did not have the right kavanah. He did not think enough in his tefillah. And because of that, it's a little tefillah that the Rotzeach has a right to daven to Hashem that you should die because you didn't daven well enough for me. So you see these actions of davening, the Kohen Gadol didn't daven well enough, or that the Rotzeach davens to Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah. So we have to learn out from me how important it is to daven to Hashem, to ask for what we need, and to realize it's the tefillah, it's the davening that's going to help us. Like it says by Yaakov Avinu, it says, we spoke about it before, that the pasuk says, Ki bechar bi uvekashti lokach, that Yaakov Avinu took it because of his cherev and his keshes. And Chazal say it wasn't really his sword and his bow and arrow, but rather it was the tefillah and the bakosha, the davening to Hashem, that's what saved Yaakov Avinu. That's what saves us also. And every time we daven to Hashem, to have the right type of a kavanah, and to daven for the right things. Now, the end of the parsha talks about the way the Rosh of the Shevet Yosef came to complain to Moshe that after the Bnei Slovchod received the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to get married to other people from other Shvatim, the Nachla will go away to the other Shvatim. So Moshe told the Menach Hanami that they should only get married, the Bnei Slovchod should only get married to people from Shevet Yosef. But the question is, the Gemara in Baba Basra itself says, Matkuf Chof, Really, they're allowed to get married to anybody, from any shevet. Shenema, because the pasuk says here, "Letoy v'yenayim tiyenu l'noshim," to anybody they're allowed to get married to. The Gemara asks, "Elamani mekayim achli mishpochas matu aviyim tiyenu l'noshim?" They only get married to taka men from shevet Yosef. The Gemara says, "Eitzah toyva sinakosa." The Torah gave them a good eitzah. Listen and get married to shevet Yosef. But if you don't want, you're allowed to get married to anybody else. So the question is, how do they help then? If they're allowed to get married to other people, the Roshe of Shevet Yosef was afraid the Nachla will go to other people, to other Shvatim. So both the Stipel and the Chassam Sofer want to answer to say like this, that really all the Bnei Slovcha were over 40 years old. And since they weren't married yet, when they get married now, they can't have any children. If you first get married after 40, you can't have any children. And really the Rambam paskins that Yerusha Sabal is only Midrabonim. That means when your wife dies, that the husband yashin his wife is only midrabbanan. But midiraisa, a husband does not yashin his wife. So therefore, even if Bnei Slovchad would have got married to other people from other Shvatim, when they died, the Nachla would not leave them, because they would not have any children. So, and the Yerusha doesn't go to the husband midiraisa, it goes back to their mishpacha, it would stay by them. What happened was, a nes happened, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made them, that they were able to have children. So this nes would only take place on the tzad that they listen and do what they're supposed to get married to Shevet Yosef. See if they did what they were supposed to and get married to Shevet Yosef, but as that tzidkis, Hashem made them a nes, that they had children. But even though the Torah said that Sony and Eitz Teva to do that, but if they wouldn't have done it, they would have done what they were allowed to do, get married to other Shvatim, for sure they would not have had any children, and then there wouldn't have been any problem. That Yerusha would not go to other Shvatim, because when they die, the Yerusha would go back to their Mishpacher anyway. Because the husband, Midiraisa, does not Yashin his wife. So therefore, this nest that they were able to have children, for sure would only take place if they listened to the Eitz HaTovah, only to get married into their own Mishpacher. Alright, we'll stop here.